I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up now with Allie Burlow on Martha's Vineyard. And this time, Allie went to see a woman about some salt.
Over time, salt has been symbolic of friendship, trust, purity, and money. When it's spilled, it's been interpreted as foretelling evil and bad luck, even betrayal. Take a closer look at Leonardo da Vinci's painting, The Last Supper, and you'll see the salt cellar by Judas just tipped over and spilling out in front of him. Salt is also a critical ingredient in food preservation, a key component to fermentation, and for curing meat and fish. On the Cape, there were around 500 salt works about the time of the Civil War. And on the vineyard, there were 11 salt works by 1836. But those all disappeared by 1900 because the salt industry was changing. The Morton Salt Girl, you know, the one on the blue cardboard package with the umbrella, that was introduced in 1911. When it rains, it pours was not just a clever marketing campaign. Morton Salt was a game changer because it didn't cake up.
The commercial salts that you see in the grinders have had drying agents added to them. That changes the flavor. I've often had anti-caking agents added to them. That changes the flavor. Sometimes been washed by the major companies to take out the minerals, and the minerals are then added to other products.
That's Heidi Feldman of Martha's Vineyard Sea Salt, a company she founded with her husband, Curtis Friedman, in 2013. These two are reviving salt production on the island. I caught up with Heidi at the West Tisbury Farmers Market. How do you describe the taste of your salt?
I describe it as bright, crunchy, and intense. So it's a powerful salt because we're not taking the minerals out of it. We're not super drying it, so it's still got the brine of the ocean in it. It's a living salt in your mouth. Yes, it's evaporating at 120, 130 degrees, but not in a boiled manner. It's evaporating through natural sunlight.
The process starts at their farm in Vineyard Haven, where they pack up a truck with salt harvesting equipment. Stuff like wetsuits, large intake hoses, and tanks that each hold 275 gallons of seawater. Then they head to the beach, the vineyard south shore in Katama.
We get our water primarily from Katama, Right Fork, because we determined with the state of Massachusetts that was the best open flowing source of water around us. We have a lot of captured water on the vineyard, but this was a nice open source.
Open source meaning exposed shore and flowing water. But that exposure poses challenges like constant wind, wave action, and strong riptides.
The collection process takes about 15 to 20 minutes. It's really very fast.
And it can be kind of dangerous. Then they head back to the farm, where the seawater is offloaded from the tanks through 50-micron filters, catching any sand and little fishes, algae, marine life, as it flows into the evaporator.
Where we lay the water out in a 100-foot-long building that is covered by polycarbonate panels, and the sun beats down on it, and the solar panel generates the energy to create the fans on the inside, and all the moisture convects out. So on a beautiful day like we have today on Martha's Vineyard, we're making sea salt in about 3 weeks, but in September, October, as the angle of the sun wanes and the temperatures cool off, we start moving into a three-month time frame for making sea salt.
So it's seasonal.
Very seasonal. And that's a good thing, isn't it? I think we all need to rest in the winter. So if the salt needs to take 3 months, I'm fine with that. There are lots of other things to do in a business when you're not making sea salt.
Like develop different mixes using herbs such as thyme or dill, or smoking the salt. These days, I've been playing with the activated charcoal blend. It's pitch black, like crumbs scraped from burnt toast, but it's got a big bite. And I use just a little bit on things like cucumbers and radishes, avocados and ripe tomatoes, or on really good butter. So where did Heidi get the idea to become a salt maker? She says it all started with being hungry and looking at too long a line out the door of a local sandwich shop.
And I was looking at the line and I said, well, I need something. So I went inside and I grabbed sea salt and vinegar potato chips. And I was sitting in my car just kind of munching and trying to figure out what my next move was. And it just dawned on me. I was like, wait a minute. Nobody is making sea salt on Martha's Vineyard. How is that possible? And I ran home and I told my husband. He thought, of course, I was crazy. But then I was talking to friends, and I have a friend who lives in Oak Bluffs who lives in an off-the-grid house, and he heats his house with a wood stove in the winter, and he makes sea salt on his wood stove. So that began the process. Eventually, after 2 or 3 years, it all came together.
All because of a bag of potato chips.
Bag of potato chips. Yep, nothing wrong with those.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
For photos and a link to recipes, including that activated charcoal blend, visit our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media.